coming in on 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
Sperm bag of Sounders. Bananas kind of pissed me off.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
Tangerines are whores.
Vocal whores.
I think of it as a moment of silence for my dignity.
Right?
There you go.
Because it's all downhill from here. All uphill both ways from here.
Sorry, liver. It's about to get serious.
Oh, boy. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews,
a childish podcast about adult beverages.
I'm your host, Knox. With me today is Big Earn.
Hello, everybody.
And Chris.
I'm just here to repeat everything somebody says while they say it.
Excellent. Great job.
I think they call that miming.
That was pretty much in unison. We should all three do it one day.
No, we
should. All together.
Because Ernie sucks at keeping time. That's why he doesn't play drums.
Right.
Or play bass.
Right.
You could actually play bass. You got to look for
snap.
It. I could see him with a tambourine.
Or cowbell.
Cowbell. There you go.
Bonk, bonk, bonk.
Still
bonk.
Have to keep rhythm.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not going to work.
I used to play the violin.
What is that, Blue Oyster Cult? I got to look it up now.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Well,
you don't have to.
We'll just wait for you.
How's your weekend?
Good. Like I said last week, got a new camper, so we're planning a couple trips. We're going to go tubing. Also,
as we told last week, that has something to do with tractors.
Right. Not in the water with the tubes on. You do have to rob a tractor of its tire.
Yeah.
You don't do that either. Actually, don't do that. That's a bad thing. Anyways, so we're going tubing using the new camper and going to get out of town for a little bit here, and then we got a... We're going to be in the cities area in a couple weeks, few weeks.
Yeah, we'll be there. We're going to be at Utapils Brewing.
I like how you, Utapils.
On Friday, the 29th.
In the middle of saying that word.
On July 29th, we're going to be at Fulton Brewing on the 30th. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time. First time to the cities.
Yeah, but I haven't actually...
Ever?
No.
Oh, as a podcast.
As a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
In unison.
I was like, I feel like I've been there before.
Yeah.
Yep. One of these days, I'll be able to hook up some PA speakers to this thing and see if we can't record a live show. I got to do it before the opening of Drecker's New Brewhalla.
And that place is a monster.
And our listeners will know why sooner than later.
Probably not. We'll forget.
And also with us today is Evan Christie.
Not me, though.
I already said you.
Oh, did you?
Yes. Yeah, you just missed it.
I don't believe you.
And we have nerd extraordinaire Evan Christie. How you doing?
Hello, doing well today. Thanks.
Excellent. Is that like your middle name or what?
Is Evan nerd extraordinaire? Yeah.
It's actually just hyphenated, right?
Where's Mrs. Nerd?
He has knowledge in all things brainy and nerdy, and I respect that about him.
All right.
I'm glad someone does.
Yes.
Oh, well, we love you.
We also have Carly Stark.
Welcome. Well, thank you for having me.
Welcome.
She's a guest in the studio. She's not participating in today's festivities, but she's here with us.
She's just making fun of us as we get drunk off of Boone's
Farn.
I see Swedish
it's
chef going on.
It's kicking in.
And drinking
like
some bourbon.
Like girl wasted.
And we got Holly Larson as well. Hi, Holly.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. So, Chris, what did you do this week?
Oh, thanks for asking.
You got it, buddy.
Nothing.
Okay,
no,
great.
No, I had a great weekend. We had our first movie night. I just bought a newer projector that we put outside. So we had, I don't know, like 10 people come over, had some drinks, watched Princess Bride. One of our friend's kids has never seen it, and he wanted to watch it. So I went and bought a new projector. I went, I'm not going to half-ass it and fucking show something on 480p where you can barely see the screen and it just looks like shit. So, yeah, we had a great time. I had a great time. I don't know if anybody else did, but but had some, you know, it's fun to sit outside, watch a movie, have some cocktails, made whiskey sours. Keely made some Palomas. We've been drinking a lot of mezcal lately.
Nice.
Yeah. Palomas are great.
So it was a good time.
Those big cats?
Pumas?
Oh. No, okay.
Okay.
Like I didn't poo my pants on that one. I got to do that one for me.
Went out to Junkyard and Drecker with my nephew and his wife. And had some drinks yesterday. Yeah. So it was a great weekend all in all.
Mm-hmm. My wife went to the Travis Tritt with her daughter and her best friend and her best friend's daughter to Grand Forks. That was kind of fun. I got to see the woman watch Letterkenny on full volume without having to worry about pissing her off.
There you go.
I gotta be honest. Had a couple shots and a couple beers, and yeah, I just fucking binge watched Letterkenny. It was great. And I finished up the Terminal List with Mr. Pratt, Chris Pratt.
Is that good?
Yeah, you know, it's really shot really well from the perspective of an actual Navy SEAL, and like the shit about coming home and
we only watched
family stuff involved with Navy SEALs are always continuously going over on missions. And
we got like a half an hour into it and then got tired and then haven't went back to it yet, but it was moving a little slow to start.
Oh, the middle episodes are very much action-packed. I would say on par with like if Jason Bourne had a series, something like that. A lot of action in the middle. Good series.
I'm a lot of action in the middle, too.
But not much going on up top.
Not at all. I'm a fucking blank slate.
Yeah!
All right. So besides listening to Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Feel the Reaper with more cowbell, today's episode is going to be all about the Neely Family Distillery. And you got some things to say about this, but let's look at their website here. So the Neely Family Distillery is a small family-owned and operated venue located in the rolling hills of the Kentucky Bluegrass. The Neely family has been distilling and bootlegging illegally in the mountains of eastern Kentucky for 11 generations until 2015.
But don't tell anyone.
Well, they can now.
Oh, shoot.
Statute of limitations. When 10th generation Roy Neely and 11th generation Royce Neely took the family business legal for the first time ever. Roy hand-built the state-of-the-art distillery himself in Sparta, Kentucky, half mile from Interstate 71, a few miles from Belterra Casino, and 200 yards from the grandstands of the Kentucky Speedway, where NASCAR fans come each year to watch high-speed races. Royce, or Hoyce if it was a Gracie, who is the lead distiller...
from Kentucky, so yeah.
Who's the lead distiller, possibly the youngest distillery owner in the world, makes his spirits the historic way with old family mash recipes using pot stills, cypress fermenters, sweet mash, only the finest local grains, the freshest Kentucky limestone water, and the Neely family yeast strand, which is propagated at the distillery. All of their old spirits are non-chilled filtered, preserving the unique natural flavor of each one.
Yeah, so... I know or have met Royce's wife. She's from Minot. And so she's friends with our friend Stefan. And she was the one that was able to get me these bottles. So, yeah, I don't know where all they distribute, but I know that they don't distribute here.
Mm-hmm. And these are all gift shop bottles,
yeah,
too.
Yep.
So this is not something you could find normally when they distribute.
Right. And then, that's a little bit about the Neely Family Distillery. Also, something really cool that's happening is a new collaboration between the Neely family as well as, 5280 Whiskey Society and Jackie Zykan. So Jackie Zykan is a master taster who has been working with Old Forester since 2015. So she was... really instrumental in what Old Forester is becoming and moving towards now. She was the first female to have her signature on an Old Forester bottle when they did the 117 series, which is a High Angels something or other. The High Angel share. So now she has no longer working with Old Forester and now will be more of a consultant and, yeah, working with what we're going to be drinking today. And starting a company called Hidden Barn. So
nice.
So yeah, they should actually have their first whiskey sourced from Neely and then blended, I believe, by her coming out late July.
What was her name again?
Just rewind it. No, it's Jackie Zykan. So yeah, she's a... She's done a lot to elevate that Old Forester brand and now is doing some kind of her own stuff. But yeah, I thought it was really cool. I saw this for the first time last night that this was going down. I think it was only announced like a week ago. So
she looks like a badass.
Brand new shit going down, and it happens to be when we're doing the Neely Distilleries line here.
Huh. It's like we planned it.
Nice. So Hidden Valley or Hidden Barn Whiskey will comprise a series of limited releases from small stocks, each blended by Zach Yen in collaboration with three other partners, per the Bourbon Review. Zach Yen will be joined at Hidden Barn by Nate Weiniger, or Winiger, because it looks like vinegar, and Matt Dankner from Denver's 5280 Whiskey
looks like
Society.
Dankner.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Dankner.
But and you didn't do a looks like with that one, so I thought I'd throw it in there for you.
Gotcha. And Royce Neely of Sparta, Kentucky-based Neely Family Distillery.
Yeah, so I just thought that was fucking cool. So, I don't know. I really like a lot of Old Forester stuff that they do, so.
So, all right, so we got three expressions today. The first one is going to be...
So this one was actually, the date was barrel. We'll get to that stuff. But yeah, this one is a toasty malt. So the mash bill is 76% corn, 19% wheat, and 5% malt. It's 108 proof.
Yummy.
Char barrel 3. Level 3. Anyway, I don't know. This is going to be triple pot distilled, non-chill filtered, and sweet mash.
So I've never been a fan of like sour mash or pot still. That Willet just turned me off the pot stills completely.
Well, pot still is just, that's, you know.
It burns.
Just because you don't like the Willet pot still, a lot of other whiskeys are pot stilled. I mean, all scotches.
But I know, but that's just like when you have a bad scotch or something and you're like, ugh.
I think the term sour mash gets misunderstood a lot, too, because you associate it with Jack Daniels, but it's just a process that's common to most bourbon. Probably about 60 to 70% of bourbons are sour mash.
Oh, okay.
It's you're either sour mash or sweet mash. It has to do with how you adjust the pH of the mash and whether you're using some of the spent wash from the previous batch when you're starting a new batch in the still.
Gotcha.
All I can say is, dang, that smells good. Smell can get you drunk.
I get some citrus in the nose.
It stings.
It's got some heat to it.
I can smell some toasty.
Yeah, you smell a little, you get a little ethanol hit right away.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's, I don't know, a terrible amount.
Maybe some leather back there somewhere?
Yeah, some yeah.
Leather. There's some tobacco. Sort of spice on top of that leather.
A little bit of aged tobacco in there.
Yeah.
Little kind of sweeter roast corn notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, it comes, to me it tastes or smells like just toasted malt. Well, you know, kind of what it says. But I like that it's kind of bready almost, right?
Yeah.
Has that. But then you get some deeper, darker of the like burnt caramel. All
right, and the flavor, guys?
Ha! Flavored heat. Some sort of sweetness. I don't know if it's vanilla, though.
That malt really punches forward.
Yeah.
It's got a cereal graininess, almost like Cheerios.
Yeah, bread.
Yeah, like multigrain Cheerios.
Yeah.
I get that. Bread. That really comes forward. That heat really comes across, though, on the...
I get, like, toasted nuts, almonds.
Mm. Just don't stand so close to the fire.
Well, don't tell me how to party.
Yeah.
My nuts roasting on an open fire.
Those are your nuts, then?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
That's what happens when you jump over the fire.
It's hot, though, to me.
Yeah, that.
Well, it's a
ABV percentage.
It's 108 proof, so not a shocker.
Yeah.
You know, that this should come across hot.
Oh, boy.
It emphasizes more of the lighter flavors to me as well. I think you're right about, like, toasted almond. Those lighter grains. There is a little light fruitiness, almost like a melony kind of thing going on.
See, I get
cherry or something, dark cherry.
I get some deeper, darker red fruits in it.
Tomato?
Tomato?
Yeah, it's a big, juicy tomato.
All right, I added a little bit of water.
From Deke's Pizza.
Yeah, there you go.
Where do you got that at?
Add a little bit of water, and it takes the heat away a little bit. It actually brings forward a little bit more of the flavor.
I can almost see also like the choke cherry thing that you're talking about when smelling it.
Yeah, on the second tasting, that the heat kind of calms down a bit, and you get some of that red berry-ish in there.
I don't know. I like whiskey's high proof, so I mean,
it's a hot one.
Even without water, I just think it's. I don't know.
But you're right, Evan. A lot of toasted corn on the flavor.
Dark cherry bark. Mm-hmm. Cherry bark and nuts.
You have barking nuts?
Sometimes.
No.
You should see a doctor about that.
That's how I got them.
Thank you. Fucking dentist. Yeah, I think I like this the more I have of it. Once
holy Christ,
get it, girl.
You have to get past that heat first, though.
Well, I really fucked you up, huh?
Yeah, damn Boone's Farm.
Man, hey, when I get the nose after I add water, I get a lot more vanilla, a lot more like a vanilla yogurt cherry on the nose.
I get more of that red fruit after I added the water. I didn't get a lot right away, but.
Well, I've got an exceptional palate to hot things.
Ooh, pretty.
Mm-hmm. I also like strong hot whiskeys. I think this one at the start, it just feels slightly unbalanced with the ethanol for me. Not like hugely obvious, but they're not quite coming together. A couple drops of water, though, actually melded it really nicely.
Yeah, so this is, so they use their yeast strand. It says A1. I'm guessing all of these do. I think they say that's their house strand, right?
More of a Heinz 57 guy.
You would be. And anyway, this was actually barreled November 10th, 2019, and chosen on 3/10/22. So it's 28 months old.
It's young.
So it's young. For it being that young, it, I don't know.
I think it does do pretty well for that young. There's a little bit of that roast corn and a little bit of those more cereal grainy notes that I associate with younger bourbons. But it carries those off well and puts them into something that works.
I'm really enjoying the look on Holly's face right now. She's having fun over here.
It burns my lips. Like, right...
Oh, on your cold sores, you freak?
Oh, no. Oh, wow. I have cream. I have cream, kidding. I promise.
She's got ointment.
Have cream.
This is why we're not going to share a glass, okay?
That's where you got them from,
only,
right?
That's not the only reason.
Speaking of Zicam, isn't that a herpes medication?
Yeah, I know where your lips are.
Zicam.
I take Zicam.
Just think about another 3 years in the barrel would do this. I think it would be fantastic.
I think it already is fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's actually
He's
pretty good.
He's sitting over here just chugging his.
So, who wants to start this one off? At 0 out of 5 in quarter increments.
I could.
Okay.
I could do that. Let me taste it again.
Go, Chris.
All ready to go and then...
You can do it. Yes, you can. You can do it. What's your score?
I like it. I'm going to give it a 4.
I think I'm going to go 3.5.
I would go for the smell alone, probably 3.25.
I don't know. It burned like hell. I'm going to give it a 3.25.
I'll go 3.75.
I will give it a 3.75 as well.
I could see me attempting to drink one of these glasses for about 45 minutes.
Oh, don't drink the glass. Drink the whiskey inside of it.
Oh,
jeez,
yeah.
Rookie.
Yes. Nice.
Stick to your Boone's Farm.
Okay.
So the average for the Neely's Whiskey Toasty Malt is 3.58.
All right.
Yeah.
It's malty.
So what's this next one we got lined up there, Chris?
Honey Nectar. 66% corn, 16% oats, 9% wheat, 9% malt.
4 grain.
Barrel char, 2. And yeah, another one right up in your face. 107.8% alcohol.
So just a little bit less than the last one.
53.9.
Yep. And 27 months. These are all pretty young whiskeys. Bourbons.
I mean, I guess I never noticed on the first one, but it kind of coats the glass a little bit.
The first thing that jumps out to me from the aroma is something kind of floral.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's kind of a broad, not like really pretty high tone floral, more like sunflower.
Ooh. I was thinking kind of the honey blossom.
Yeah.
Like Four Roses-esque, kind of on that floral.
A little
note.
Bit, yeah.
I suppose
that
would
make me feel like I had to sneeze.
Also threw pepper in there.
Oh, thank you.
Little red apple.
So wait, which one was this one again?
Honey Nectar.
Honey Nectar. Tartar.
It's Klingon. Tar.
I can barely get past that heat in the on my nose.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's really...
I feel like I have to sneeze.
No, it's honey, sweet, and floral.
I get that kind of red apple-ish, and it kind of comes across in the nose as almost like a red licorice. Like an Australian red licorice.
Like Dubliner honey on crack.
What are you guys getting the flavor?
I loved them.
Maybe a little less heat than the first one.
I don't know. This one still
but,
burns
but,
pretty good.
Yeah, it burns right away.
I like the tingles.
The tingles?
Yeah.
I guess tingles the tongue.
There's a fun waxy thing with this one, like a kind of beeswax.
Yeah.
Like it definitely coats your mouth differently, right? Mm-hmm. It's a different type of mouthfeel.
Now
it,
I get
it surrounds your entire mouth and it stays there and it sticks there. And then it goes hot, and then some woody notes, and then light fruit and floral, but then a lot of just sweetness. And it, the sweetness just stays there.
I could see this one needing to be watered down a little bit.
It's this hot, sweet wood.
Yeah, like cherry wood.
Yeah, cherry wood.
That's like
wood.
My second favorite porno. Mm-hmm.
Prono.
Prono.
That's a good song.
Honey
Prono.
Cherry
Prono, what are we going to do?
I get where you do something for free?
Something like that.
This kind of reminds me of hanging out in the sticks of my grandparents' farm where they had a couple trees and they bordered on a sunflower field. And they had some like random wild clover growing out there, four-leaf clovers, whatever, three-leaf clovers. And this
up to nine leaf clovers. It was crazy.
Yep. Excellent. Yeah. Good recovery. So this kind of reminds me of that the smell of both those things together, the clover and the sunflowers, kind of reminds me of that on the flavor without adding any water to it. But very much like grain forward. Like it's almost a little overwhelming on this one.
After adding water, I get a lot of the same toasty and almond or nutty type notes as I did on the first one, but this one comes across a little sweeter even.
The floral still really jumps out at me even after adding the water, and I really like that about this. Normally, I associate floral with rye whiskeys that are very bright and spicy. I like the way this combines sweeter, woodier, richer notes with a strong floral component.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is really sweet, though. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Which one made that? Is that, like, specifically one of the grandparents or whatnot? Or the kid?
Oh, it's just a family-run business.
Oh.
So they just have... They do have 11, random stickers on the side that just give
11
a little,
generations
a little information of the person on the picture. That's not who made it. I'm 99% sure.
Now, adding water really cut down on the burn in my nose when trying to get the aromas from it off the nose. So now I get a lot more of that like roasted grain kind of nose off of it. That floral kind of like calms down a bit. And I get a little bit more of like a tart fruit, like a dark currant or black currant. But like sunflowery, because of that grain, kind of reminds me of chewing on sunflower seeds. I get that off the nose.
Yeah, there is a sunflower seed thing here. I dig it.
I would like to say I do like the bottle a lot. They're really pretty. Very well made.
Again, on the mouthfeel, that waxy, chapsticky kind of thing pops out.
It feels really coating, but it's not sticking around with the burn. The burn kind of leaves, and it leaves you with a nice, like, rich coating mouthfeel.
Yeah, it just dropped it off.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the burn just dropped it off.
Yeah.
You could have the other stuff.
As I sit longer after I haven't had a drink, after it was watered down, it's a really nice feel in the back. It's a different kind of floral. It's really light. It's just...
I like the finish
woody,
better
like a
on
really
this one.
Light wood.
A yeah. lot of little things going on this, but
earthy.
You know, it's
yeah, that does smell like cherry
sweet.
Wood.
But a lot of little things that you can pick out when you sit with it.
So one thing I learned then is adding more oats gives you that better mouthfeel. Same with beer. If you add oats and spelt to a beer, it gives you that creamy texture on beer.
Yep.
On the mouthfeel. Interesting. Who wants to start with Evan?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start. I like this one a little bit better than the last one. I like the complexity. I'm going to go 4.
Mm-hmm. All right, Carly?
I would actually give this one probably a 3.5. I would probably sit and drink with this one. I would sit and drink with this one around a campfire.
All right, excellent. Thank you. Holly?
I like this one. I'm going to give it a 4 because I like the earthiness of it.
Yeah, I'm going to score something a little bit higher than the last one, so 4. 4 sounds about right to me.
4 for me as well. Or 4 for 3 me as well. Or 2 4s for
me. We get you, Sharny.
I'm also going to score it a 4.
Excellent.
4 score and how many mumblings ago?
too many.
Fucking for goddamn ever. I almost passed out your mumbling so much. But I will give this one, I think it's a... I don't know which one I like better, so I'm going to have to give it a 4. I think they're both awesome. They grow on me.
You're going to end up taking these bottles home and just chillaxing with them, aren't you?
Well, they are my bottles.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah.
As you have mentioned many times before.
All right. So, the average for the honey nectar is 3.91.
Excellent. With that, we'll take an ad break. We'll be right back after this.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, neighbors. Knox here. And I want to tell you all about our sponsor, Bridgeview Liquor. Conveniently located at 935 37th Avenue South in Moorhead, just off of I-94, they are our favorite off-sale store in town. Why, may you ask? Mainly it's because they have the largest beer selection in the area. But they also have a wine section that is specially curated to provide the best wines at every price and for every occasion, with a special focus on smaller, independent wineries and European wines of all types. When it comes to service and staff knowledge, I think they are the best around. There have been more than a few times that I have asked questions, some of them stupid, and they have the best answers. And more importantly, they don't make me feel like an idiot for asking. 3 Saturdays out of the month, they also hold spirit classes teaching you all about that specific alcohol. Their classes are very informative and fun. We've been to more than one, and we plan on going to more in the future for sure. For more on these classes, head over to their Facebook page, www.facebook.com/bridgeviewliquor. Hover over their events tab, and you can pick and choose whichever topics you want to know more about. And for a minimal fee, you can enjoy a class or 10 as much as we have. One of my most favorite things also that Bridgeview does is post up their huge beer releases with a picture, tagging all the breweries that they just got beer from, so you can click on the brewery to find out more about them and the beers themselves. So head over to Facebook, find Bridgeview, like their page, and make sure to follow them to be notified of Bridgeview news. As an added bonus, when checking out at Bridgeview, if you mention the podcast Brews, Booze, and Reviews, you will receive 10% off your entire purchase. So head over to Bridgeview today for all your spirit purchases.
We here at Brews, Booze, and Reviews want to thank our sponsors at FargoUnderground.com. Check them out if you want to know what's going on in Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo. One of the coolest features that I love is the events tab under nightlife. You can find what's going on with live music, comedy, karaoke, open mics, trivia.
Bingo!
Oh.
You said 061, right?
Hold your cards. We got a possible bingo in the corner.
Yeah, yeah, and bingo. So anyway, for more information on what's going on in Fargo Moorhead, check out FargoUnderground.com.
All right, welcome back from our ad reads. And we got one more sponsor to talk about for today's episode, and that's Deke's Pizza. They're open from 11 a.m. to 3 a.m., 7 days a week.
That's damn near every day.
Yes, sir. And they're located in West Fargo, Fargo, and up there in Grand Forks. They have social medias on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and believe it or not, TikTok. Pretty much all Deke's Pizza, one word. So go check them out. We want to thank especially their the GM over there on the 7th Avenue North and University Drive location over here in Fargo.
Literally right across from Fargo Brewing Company.
Yep. Easy stop on the way home. Stop in there and grab some drunk pizza and...
Yeah, when you're at Fargo Brewing, just call them up, order delivery, drive home quick, and beat them there.
Or get delivery, wait for the driver to come out and deliver your pizza
have
and get
a ride
with
home.
Them.
Yeah. There you go.
Just tip them a little extra.
They probably do.
Perfect. But yeah, thanks to Deke's Pizza.
Nice.
All right, now we get back this episode here.
Keep going. This is riveting stuff.
The third bottle today is the cherry? What is it?
Spiced cherry.
Spiced
so this
cherry.
One's easy 107.6 proof. 67% corn, 25% rye, 8% malted barley. The difference in this one was aged in 30-gallon barrels. The other one in 25-gallon barrels. 30-gallon barrels as opposed to 25-gallon barrels. So suck it, fuck boys. I got it all out.
And fuck girls.
We're all fuck boys in the eyes of the Lord.
My penis is probably bigger than yours.
All right, what do we got on the nose, guys? It seems a little bit less burny, ethanol-y than the other ones.
Yeah.
It does stick on the glass pretty well.
And there is some cherry-ish something in there.
Yeah.
But not
cherry, what you think
of, some sort of off shoot of DNA-infused cherry.
Cherry Yoplait. Huh. Or Dannon.
This has the most vanilla on the nose for any of these, I think.
Yep.
I don't know, that first one had a lot.
This smells really nice. Good. This is really nice.
First one, God, the first one is so nutty.
Yeah, it's the first one's way more grainy than this, too.
Now, I get more like hazelnut on this, some cherry, hazelnut, vanilla, all together nose.
I get some hazelnut.
All together nose. Looks like we're all chiming in.
The nose knows.
The nose knows, Ryan.
All together nose. All together nose. The taste, yeah, then it goes back to that very young grain, very much grain forward heat. Definitely taste the ethanol or alcohol.
Leather cherry.
Yeah.
Yeah, the leather comes through more.
Yeah.
It's much more drying, too.
Yes, it's very drying.
You get, there's a sweetness, and I mean, it's definitely got a little more bite on the tongue. Assuming from the rye, more a little spicier.
I get a grassy finish.
But there's a jumpier floral note in this one on the taste.
Can I see that bottle again?
Yeah, man.
As long as you don't get the shakes while I'm taking
like
it
a wheatgrass?
Mm.
Weird note, waffle cone.
Oh, yeah, I can kind of see that.
All right.
That kind of, that really sweet, sugary, but not quite pastry kind of.
But toasted.
But toasted, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got that. Yeah, I get that. Dang, girl. I do want to pour this over ice cream or freeze it and make it into an ice cream.
Oh, there's more fruit. Yeah, that cherry really comes through.
That would be an interesting ice cream.
Boy, that rye spice really hits the finish, so my tongue is like on fire on the finish. It's a long finish too. Like it's long.
I get the least alcohol burn with this one though, all the way through.
Yep, same.
And you should. It's a whopping 0.4% lower than the highest proof. Yeah. Holy shit!
It's barrel proof monkeys in this room. All right. Ooh, ooh.
You can really taste the lacking 0.2%.
Bing, bang. Yeah. Walla, walla, bing, bang.
I think that is interesting though in whiskeys how the proof that it is doesn't necessarily correspond to that alcohol burn at all. Because I have had some over 60% whiskeys that it's like, yeah, it burns a little.
Right.
And then I've had stuff that's at 50, and it's like, that is hot.
Gross.
And I think it's all about kind of that flavor integration.
Man, I got to say, this could really use a few more years in the barrel. Just to calm down that grain flavor.
I don't know if that's what they're going for. I think, you know, these are all just single barrels. I think everything online is older than this. I think this is just something special to say, hey, look at what some of our single barrels can do. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. I like it.
I have already added water to mine, as I see you guys are doing now. And yes, I don't know if the other two I liked better with water. This one, I'm not sure, as far as taste.
Yeah, I don't think it needs the water.
I don't think it does much. I still get that calm down heat the smell.
It's
on the taste.
Smooth,
where the other ones, the water kind of did dilute that ethanol burn a little bit, so more of the other flavors came through. This is like,
I get more vanilla in the nose when I add water.
So did I.
And that's pretty much it. A little bit less grainy.
I get kind of a maple-y addition to the flavor, like maple. But yeah, it doesn't do too much else.
I can almost smell a little bit of hickory in there, almost.
It did cut down that rye burn on the tongue, on the finish.
I still get the rye burn, even with water. I think it just made it a little more floral notes, kind of jumped up at me a little more.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm down with that description.
Well, that's good.
Just like the sickness.
That one's an inside one. The other ones were like if you're camping outside.
God dang.
You want to be kind of fancy. This one was an inside in front of the fireplace in winter.
I can see that.
If I was to rate this one out of 5, I would probably do this one probably this the same as the last one. What I liked about it was had that more of a cherry flavor and note to it, but it seemed to me like it was a little bit hotter. More ethanol-y, and I didn't like that as much. But I'll score the same. I'll give it a 4. Ernie?
3.5.
I like the nose best on the first one, the mouthfeel best on the second one, and the flavor best on the third one. So I'm going to go 4.
Evan?
I think that's a great summary. I like this one for different reasons about as much as the previous one. 4.
Carly?
I'm going to say 3.75. It still had a nice little burn to it, but it was calmed down quite a bit.
All right, Holly?
I'm going to go with a 4.25. This one's my favorite of the three. I like the more thick mouthfeel on it. It's very sweet.
Ah, shit. Well, you know what? That makes the average for the spiced cherry 3.91. 6.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Anybody remember the average for the honey nectar?
Isn't that the same?
A little bit lower, right?
3.916.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that.
No. And I know that you said that these are younger.
The first one was 3.58.
The last one, the honey nectar.
Yeah.
And this last one, I know you said that these are a younger one. You can tell that it's like a younger cherry. It should have had a more cherry.
Like almost a not ripe cherry.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Word, y'all.
Yeah, so I can't.
Yeah, so we got a tie for
we got a tie again
for number 2 and 3.
It's been a while. We need to take a quick break and figure out who likes the second one. All right.
Do we want to do that, or do we just want to?
Now he's just playing with his glasses.
I don't.
I mean, I think we're fine. We need to do a tiebreaker.
Should we revisit these second two?
Yeah.
I've still got some in my glass.
Yeah. So going back to the.
So we're gonna buck the rating system. Go between 2 and 3. By show of hands, pick your favorite. It might have changed over time.
So here's the honey nectar if anybody needs that. And I need some of the spice cherry.
I think we're all good. Ernie's the only Yelky.
I did not pour very much.
He's getting the shakes.
Oh, no, they're going away now. See, I would add water to the honey nectar, but not the spice cherry. So I don't know if that was cheating.
I vote honey nectar better.
I agree, honey nectar.
But I'm not a fan of rye whiskeys much.
And I like rye. I love the flavor on this one. It's just the mouthfeel on the honey nectar is so cool.
With that oats.
It's a bit more distinct for me versus this one. You're right. This one is a nice rye, I think, another maybe year. Because rye doesn't need anywhere near as much aging to me as corn. Another year, I think that's killer.
Okay.
Whereas the mouthfeel on the honey nectar is so interesting and distinct, I think my vote goes to that one.
It's so sweet, though. And I like sweet bourbons, but the honey nectar is real sweet. Oh, this is a tough choice.
Holly?
I still am going to have to go with the cherry.
Okay.
Even though I would prefer a riper cherry flavor, I still like this one the best.
All right.
I'm going to have to agree with her and go with the cherry on mine.
This is, here we go again.
Sorry, guys.
Honey nectar.
Ooh. All right. So honey nectar is the winner.
4.
Because I'm picking honey nectar as well.
Okay. 4-2. Honey nectar is the winner. So that's second place.
Spice cherry.
I mean, I liked all of them a lot. I think you make really good cocktails out of all of these too.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely cocktails, yes. But I just think a lot like more time in the barrel. There's a smooth everything out.
I want the honey nectar in a whiskey sour.
That'd be interesting.
To cut the sweetness a little.
Yeah.
Excellent. Any other comments about these three Neely family whiskeys made by Miss Jackie Zycan?
No.
Allegedly.
No.
Illegally.
Or mixed or.
No.
What?
No, not
she
yet.
Didn't do anything with them yet.
That's in the future.
She's working on things
oh,
with
gotcha.
Them.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Jesus Christ. Royce Neely is the master early distiller there.
Okay, got you. Sorry.
But
I think for younger products, these are showing extremely well. And I like that. I certainly tend to get a little obsessed with age more than I should because there's so many other factors that go into making quality whiskey. And I think you see that with these. These are really high quality. They have great complexity, good flavor. So you don't necessarily need tons and tons of time in barrel to bring all of out.
I've had tons of young whiskeys that are just shit.
Yes.
And these are far from shit.
Okay. I'm sorry to have to interrupt, but Carly, are you eating?
The Heinz packet, yes.
Yeah,
the
Heinz packet of taco sauce directly
She's
from the package that we got from Deke's
thing.
Pizza?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I am.
Is it's it really spicy? Good.
Yeah. It Is actually, it goes with the burn.
All right.
Of the rye.
Yeah, yep.
All right. She's over there just like. Like it's a popsicle or something.
All right. I'm not a sociopath. Y'all have another packet.
We have another friend that eats. Will bring Heinz 57 ketchup packets with her wherever she goes.
Oh boy!
Shut up.
Just because. What if I'm somewhere that doesn't have ketchup, and I need to eat just ketchup? You thought I was going to say put it on these fries? No. She eats it straight from the pack. I remember being at Dempsey's having some drinks, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, "What the fuck is that?" Like, ketchup.
Well, how much food do you have to fucking eat if you got to bring ketchup with you?
No, well, she just sucked another packet like that. Like
they weren't having any food.
That was like runner.
That's her day to day.
That'd be kind of salty and I don't know.
To be fair, though, I actually have a piece of pizza. To be fair.
Thank you. All right, Evan, you got anything to promote? You got stuff coming up in August, right?
Absolutely. We should have classes coming up in August at Bridgeview. Please check out our Facebook page or Eventbrite, which is the ticketing app. And please check out our first Thursday tastings, the first Thursday of every month, 5 to 8 p.m., absolutely free. Wine, beer, cocktails, lots of different stuff, free samples. We get cheese plates catered in. It's a great time. So stop by, try some stuff, learn some stuff. It's a lot of fun.
And the
What kind of cheese are the plates made out of?
Munster.
Hard cheese.
Hard cheese.
Really hard cheese. Good. So hard it's basically
Swiss cheese would
basically
suck.
Plastic.
The olives keep falling through the plate.
You need a meat base.
Meat face.
Meat base.
I have a meat face.
All right. So be sure to check out Bridgeview Liquors Facebook page, hover over their event tab and all that stuff can be found there. Carly, you got anything to promote in August?
Just drink it and drive responsibly, please.
Yeah, not at the same time.
Also,
try not speaking on a podcast.
There we go, because I haven't been able to talk all day. It keeps bouncing around from each one of us, so we can't talk.
Yeah, sometimes we overlap. It's annoying.
I've got
sometimes.
A case of the not good toxies.
Not good toxies? How was that sangria after all of that?
Awful.
You should almost mix it with the cherry.
This sangria is fucking terrible. Don't buy Boone's Farm. Buy Neely Family Distillery. No. I wish they distributed up here because I'd like to try all their other things that they have on their website.
That's excellent. Not at a gift store.
All right, Holly?
These aren't even on the website.
Got anything to promote? Or?
Yes, Dawn dish soap for keeping Carly's face clean. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, what was that dish soap you used to put your fingers in and they would madge with?
Palmolive.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And they would madge.
Madge was the lady.
There was green and there was pink.
And you.
I thought it was blue.
And you put your fingers in there and they're like, oh, it's so soft. Well, it's just soap.
Okay, I'm making sure.
It's also silky.
Silky smooth. All right. Chris, anything else?
Nerp.
Ernie, where can they find you?
Right across the street.
Nerp by.
As usual, stumbling right across the street. Probably not remembering walking across the street.
Oh, come on.
I do pretty good.
Excellent.
Just take a video on the way home.
There you go.
Well, in the wintertime during the storms, I always tie a rope between us. It really sucks until a car goes by.
Yeah, snaps that rope right in half. Right on.
Pulls our doors off.
Pulls it, yeah. But because we live in a cartoon. That's why. So it hits that and goes, and it shoots it like a fucking slingshot.
There you go.
Goes over the bridge. People are like, oh, look, it's an airplane.
Do a net, then you can catch yourself a new car.
That's yep.
All right. We are cartoon.
It's fun living in cartoon land.
It Yay. Is. It's excellent.
Toontown. Right.
My lead at work, he lives in cartoon land. He talks in third person and second person all the time. That's he don't weird. Even know how to have a goddamn straight, real conversation.
By saying I and me?
Well, he talks to talk. He doesn't talk to listen, you know? He does. Everything's I, me.
Me, I. Exactly.
If this is cartoon land, this is more bourbon than I ever remember cartoons drinking.
Yes. You didn't know what they were drinking. Did you? Every bottle had an X on it.
Did you not see Who it's Framed true. Roger Rabbit? Come on. They were all drinking at the bar.
They were all drunk.
All right, we want to thank our sponsors for supporting our show. We want to thank you, our listeners, without whom this podcast could not happen. And to you, we say,
may your glasses be full and your spirits high.
Cheers! This has been a Predica Productions episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews. Follow us on all social medias at Brews, Booze, and Reviews. Special thanks to our sponsors for supporting our podcast. You too can support our show by supporting them. We have merch for sale and additional content available on Patreon. New content coming always, because it's fun to come always.